This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghans began voting Saturday in parliamentary elections, which have been marred by chaotic organization and violence that has forced the postponement of the vote in the strategic southern province of Kandahar. Saskia O'Donoghue reports for Reuters.
Afghanistan went to the voting booth on Saturday in a parliamentary election that's been marred by violence, including the capital Kabul itself. A suicide bomber killed at least 15 people there and wounded more than 25 others. Voting in the southern province of Kandahar had to be postponed too after the assassination of one of the country's top police commanders. General Abdul Razak was shot when his bodyguard turned on him, just moments after he met with the United States top commander in the country. General Scott Miller was unharmed in the attack. It's thought he was saved by his body armor. Only around 5,000 out of a planned 7,000 polling stations have been able to open due to security concerns.
Rights group Amnesty International has called on Saudi Arabia to immediately produce the body of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, so an autopsy can be done.
Saudi Arabia has admitted the death of journalist Jamal Khashoggi and says Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman will be in charge of a one-month investigation. The Saudi government says it has fired 5 senior officials and arrested 18 other Saudis as a result of an initial investigation into the death. Those fired include a close advisor to the Crown Prince, Saud al-Qahtani, and Deputy Intelligence Chief Major General Ahmed al-Asiri. Washington must now decide how to respond to the developments coming out of Saudi Arabia. After Riyadh had claimed for 2 weeks, they had no idea what happened to Jamal Khashoggi.
That's Cindy Sane reporting for VOA. This is VOA News. There's new evidence that Russia is continuing its assault on the U.S. election system. A Russian woman has been indicted for trying to meddle with the next month's midterm voting. The AP's Sagar Magani.
It's the first federal case alleging foreign interference in next month's elections. The Justice Department's accusing a Russian in a sweeping bid to use social media to influence American public opinion on everything from gun control to the NFL national anthem debate. The charge was announced after U.S. intelligence agencies made a rare public statement in accusing Russia, China, Iran, and others of ongoing campaigns to sway voters.
To influence the American public, to draw... So discord and increased divisiveness.
Homeland Security Undersecretary Chris Krebs says there's no evidence voting systems themselves have been compromised. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala are meeting this Saturday to implement a strategy to return a caravan of thousands of migrants to Honduras after U.S. President Trump warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the U.S. A standoff between the migrants and Mexican police continued as they settled on a bridge separating Guatemala and Mexico, with some clinging to the closed border gate crying their children here. The migrants broke through the fence Friday, running into a wall of police in Mexico, whose government has promised the U.S. will confront the caravan. U.S. intelligence, law enforcement, and security agencies are warning Russia is persistently targeting the country's upcoming midterm elections, laying out the latest evidence and new charges against a Russian national. The United States and South Korea have suspended another major military exercise and a continued push for diplomacy. That's according to the Pentagon. Chief Pentagon spokesperson Dana White said the two militaries would suspend their joint air exercise dubbed Vigilant Ace in order to give the diplomatic process every opportunity to continue. That decision announced following trilateral talks among U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and his South Korean and Japanese counterparts. The defense ministers are in Singapore for an Association for Southeast Asian Nations defense ministers meeting. The suspension of the air exercise follows a number of U.S. military decisions in the past year aimed at persuading North Korea to negotiate a verifiable path to giving up its nuclear weapons. And here in the U.S., the Mega Millions jackpot continues to grow. No one had the winning numbers for the Friday night drawing for the $1 billion jackpot. The winnings for the next drawing, which will be held on Tuesday, will have an estimated annuity value of $1.6 billion, moving past a previous record set by $1.586 billion in a Powerball drawing. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.